CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The big election in the Americas in the calendar year of 2023 is Argentina, turning on the question of the way we've always done business or something entirely new. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the Americas editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, reminding us that these two candidates couldn't be farther apart, even if they were in separate galaxies. One, a man who's in the government now, the economics minister, Sergio Massa, and the other, Javier Milei, a man who's not only not in government, but is quickly looking to make the government much, much smaller. Mary, a very good evening to you. Milei has a spectacular campaigning style, including, I believe he takes along a chainsaw in some of his presentations. But I want to begin with Mr. Massa in the news about the third member of the election. That would be the IMF debt at $44 billion. Mr. Massa is saying he will renegotiate the deal. What is the IMF burden, Mary? Where did that $44 billion go, and how do you renegotiate it, given that he did the first time? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. I'm sure he wants to renegotiate the IMF debt, but you know, the IMF is not in a good mood about Argentina because they borrowed all this money. And Massa, as the economy minister for the current government, has made pledges to the IMF before and not kept them. So that remains a matter to be seen. I mean, of course, he would want to renegotiate the debt, but the IMF might demand rather strict terms for him. We shall see.
Mr. Massa is a member of the government. He's in the cabinet now, which means that he is the man you could turn to and say, why is Argentina doing so poorly under Mr. Fernandez? How has he presented himself to, in some way, mitigate that question?
Well, he's tried to distance himself from Cristina Kirchner, who's the vice president. And you may recognize that name. She was once the president for 8 years. Before that, her husband, who passed away, but he was president from 2003 to 2007. And there's actually a sort of a brand of politics in Argentina called Kirchnerismo. And he's tried to separate himself from her and from Kirchnerismo, which is associated with a lot of corruption and anti-capitalism, anti-markets. And, you know, he's tried to say that he's a much more moderate guy and that he will whip the economy into shape. It's just that he hasn't been able to because he's not the president.
The presentation by Javier Milei is much more nuanced, if that's a word you can apply to a man with a chainsaw. Because in the first round of voting, he gained 30%. Ms. Bullrich, who is associated with a good family and also serving in government and security, achieved, I believe, in the low 20s. She's now not in the race. And the presumption was the votes that didn't go for Massa the first time would go for Mr. Milei. But you're mentioning that that might not be true. How are these people thinking about each other? Because I believe Bullrich has endorsed Milei.
Well, the best way to think about this is that Javier Milei, who came in second in the first round election, October 22nd, he got around 30%. And Patricia Bullrich, who represented a coalition of moderate center-right political parties, got about 24%. And on the left, you have Massa, who got about 37%. So the question is, and there are a couple of smaller other smaller party candidates, but the question is, would the people who voted for Patricia Bullrich in the first round now go with the other center-right candidate, who is Javier Milei? And I think that the concern there is that Milei is an extremely excitable some people would say undisciplined, very emotional character. He said some really nasty things, not only about the left when he was running in the first round, but also about his competition on the right. That is the people who are part of Patricia Bullrich's coalition. So I remember that people told me when I was in Argentina in October that they would not vote for Milei if he won in the first round, because they disliked him so much and they couldn't imagine that he would do a good job as president. And I think one of the main problems was that they worry that he will be elected, he'll be called a center-right, pro-market guy, and he'll do a bad job because he doesn't have enough experience. He's not politically savvy, so he's not willing to work with other people, and he'll be a disaster, and he'll destroy the brand. And that's the reason why lots of people were telling me in October they wouldn't vote for him if he made it to a runoff. But in the subsequent weeks, I've heard from a lot of people who are saying that they're rethinking that because they so dread another Peronist government with Sergio Massa, and they so dread a continuation of Kirchnerismo, because as much as Massa has tried to distance himself from the Kirchners, most people see him as linked to that way of thinking.
The young people have turned out for Milei, I believe, heretofore, and that is exciting for the future of Buenos Aires and Argentina. Is that likely to continue, Mary? Even if Milei loses the election, the young are making their mark already.
Well, the young are making their mark in the sense that they want change. The question is, are there enough of them who like Milei to put him over the finish line? And that's unclear. We just have to wait and see. I mean, they're not the only ones. Yes, it's true that he attracts a lot of young people to his rallies. But so far, he got in the primary, he got about 30% of the vote. In the first round, he got 30% of the vote. So we have to see if, as I said, there are enough people who are center-right, pro-market, but don't like him, if they're willing to just hold their nose, pull the lever, and put him over the line. That's the wild card, and that's why both of these candidates are sort of pulling neck and neck right now.
In the wild possibility of Milei's victory, there is the suggestion in your column, I wanted to make sure, that he will come into office without much support in the legislature, meaning that his dollarizing and other dramatic ideas will not be acted upon. Is that correct, Mary?
First of all, I mean, he knows that his first objective has to be to stabilize the economy. I think that there's a certain amount of things that he can do using executive decree. And he'll probably try to do that, and very quickly. In other words, we're not talking about the first 100 days, we're talking about the first 20 days. But to the extent that he needs allies in Congress, I agree with you that, you know, that will require some political skills, some negotiation, some compromises, and so forth. And, he's elected for 4 years, so he may try to do something very rapidly, to really get where Argentina has to go, which is to reduce the size of the state, open markets, allow Argentine entrepreneurs to be competitive worldwide, those kinds of things. He'll need a lot of to get a lot of things through Congress, and that means he has to do politics.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.